Hello.
Hello, good evening. Hi, ma'am. How you doing today? My name is Tony, and I'm conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Your responses are very important for us, and we would really appreciate if you want to participate.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Very appreciated. First question is, in what year were you born?
1967.
Okay, 67, perfect. Next one, what is the highest level of school that you have completed?
College.
Okay.
Bachelor.
Okay, bachelor degree.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And what is your race, ma'am? So, white, black, or African-American?
African-American.
Okay. Next. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
All right, perfect. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
In my neighborhood?
Yes.
I would say excellent, good.
Okay. Below is a list of issues, which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? I will read the list and you tell me when I'm done. Homelessness, jobs and the economy, crime and public safety, public
crime
transportation.
And public safety.
Okay. City services like trash pickup, corruption in city government, public school funding, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, healthcare, gun violence.
Gun violence.
Okay. Next, I would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. We're going to use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and non-favorable. All right? The first one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
So what it is, what do you say? He just started, so I don't know what his rate is.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We're going to use a scale from 0 to 10. All right?
Okay.
To rate every of these people and organizations. You can select 0, which means you feel feel cold and unfavorable. 5 will be neutral, and 10 will be warm and favorable.
8.
All right. Okay, 8. The next one is the Philadelphia City Council.
7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. The next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I'll say 7.
All right. Next one is your local police officers.
I'll say 8.
Okay. Next one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
7.
How about Mayor Cheryl Parker?
I'll say 9.
All right. Governor Josh Shapiro?
I'll say 8.
All right. The last one is Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
I say eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Generally speaking, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of the way Charille Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I approve.
Approve?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
True.
Strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Perfect. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please tell me on a scale from 0 to 10, your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. All right? Once again, 0 means dissatisfied and 10 means very satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of rent.
Very unsatisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied, yeah, dissatisfied.
Okay. The next one is the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
Dissatisfied.
How about public safety?
Dissatisfied.
Next one is the condition of roads and infrastructure.
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. Next one is the quality of education in public schools.
Dissatisfied.
How about the availability of good-paying jobs?
Don't say dissatisfied.
Okay. Next one is access to affordable housing.
Dissatisfied.
Access to public transportation?
Dissatisfied.
All right. Next, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to the last year?
Staying about the same.
All right. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Falling behind in the cost of living.
All right. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concerns you the most when you think about your expenses. Gas, personal care, education, recreation and entertainment, child care, groceries, public transportation.
Gas, groceries. What was that? How many you want me to say? 2?
You can select 2 or 3.
So gas, groceries, and what's the other one?
Rent, healthcare, including prescription drugs.
Rent.
Rent, okay. Now, how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely or never?
Rarely.
That's good. That's good. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
I'll say too little.
Too little.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will, give me a second. I will read a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe this is an action that will make you feel more much safer, or somewhat safer, or a little bit, or not at all safer. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all?
Somewhat.
All right. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Somewhat better.
All right. Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Better. A lot better.
Much safer?
Much safer, yeah.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
A lot safer. Safer.
All right. And aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
Okay. Now, in a few words, ma'am, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
What have I seen or heard about her?
Yeah, what have you seen or heard about her recently?
I've seen that she's looks like she's an understanding person, and she's about business, and she's going to do what she that she can to make the city safer.
Okay, she does what she can.
Yes.
Okay, and as you may know, ma'am, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. I want you to please tell me two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You can select up to three items. Get guns off the streets, hire more police officers, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, tackle the opioid crisis, improve our schools and education, support more affordable housing, reduce juvenile crime.
I got it. Guns off the street, more affordable housing, was that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's only those two? Okay. Okay. We're almost done, ma'am. We are at the 75%. I will read a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, please. The first one says, invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
What I'm supposed to say, approve or what?
Strongly oppose or strongly support, but using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means oppose, 10 means support.
10.
All right. Next one, provide nearly $100 million for the street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business. This is the next one. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Next, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
5.
All right. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. All right. And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Yeah.
All right. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back on the office full-time?
Support.
Support? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as you may know, Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And over the summer, the plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you oppose or support this?
Support.
Support?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. How often would you say that you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week?
Every
times
day.
A month? Every day. Okay. In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Perfect. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Perfect. Is that a somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend?
Rent.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
No.
Are you...
You said it was straight. Yeah,
okay. Okay, thank you. Sorry for that question, but I mean, I need to read that.
Sure.
Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
Do I identify as transgender, or what was the other one?
Non-binary.
Non-binary?
Yes.
I'm not gendered. So what was the other one?
Non-binary.
I don't know what that means. But I'm not.
All right. Don't worry. Are you married, man, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce, yeah.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No. Thank God.
Perfect. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote for Biden.
All right. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia Daily News, local news station.
Local news station.
X or Twitter?
No.
Washington Post?
No.
Philadelphia Inquirer?
Yeah.
Okay, CNN?
Yeah.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 24? 25 to 34, 35 to 44, or was it 75 to 84?
What was it? 45 to what? 54? 45 to what?
Yeah, 45 to 54.
And then it was 55 to what?
55 to 64.
55 to 64.
Okay. Well, that was my last question, ma'am. I really, really, really appreciate your time and your patience. Your answers are very helpful for us. And thank you very much for taking the survey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.